This is for Joe S.
Sokolowski.
Thank you. All right, Joe. Thanks for sharing with us. I had just a couple things from your story that jumped out to me to start. The first one was just I was struck by the fact that just no guidance really in seemed like most any area of your life. There's numerous stories, but even just you asking your dad for, I just want to know why so I can know next year when I'm on my own, and there's nothing there. And I saw that kind of led to, I will figure it out on my own. And you have. I don't know if that's that mantle that you carry still, that you need to figure out, everything on your own, but there was something there. There's also, it seemed to fit right with that. There's a need to get it right. And it wasn't even, your fault when you just got in trouble for things that weren't your fault. And it just, that agreement seemed like it was made that I need to get it right. And again, that just seems to fit with the knowledge and pursuing knowledge and getting it right. And then there was just, there was the abuse of neglect in your life, and that's just sad. As another man seeing a boy that, just had to deal with that abuse and neglect. I also saw, a compassionate side of you in your story and a forgivingness, willing to forgive and, how God's worked in your life. What you brought to the group for me, it was a sense that, and it was good that you know what you like and are passionate about it, and you're not afraid to show it. It's out there on display. I thought that was great. From the, when you talked about when you had superhero pictures, it wasn't a surprise. I remember talking with you, and that's out there. I think that's great. And then when you were talking about how you really like Christmas, and I look over and at your shirt, and it's just, that's cool. That's neat. You also bring a lot of expertise and knowledge, to the group, and I think probably wherever you go. I was also really, impressed that you knew, you kind of really have a clear picture of what you want to do. It seems to be pretty clear and ingrained. As far as your glory, one thing that I really felt like of your weightiness is that you see people and the good in them, you see the potential in them, you see the gifting of them in them. I think that brings a lot. I felt like your eyes are on people as eternal beings. Kind of like C.S. Lewis talks about that. I don't know if you read that. Like, we're either dealing with someone who's going to be kind of grotesque and realish, or in glory is going to be someone that we'd be wanting to worship. And you just see that, I think, in some of the ways I've seen. And I think that brings your glory coming out. A couple of the things that jumped out to me, one of the topics was stuff that's, maybe against your glory and gifting. And one of these, the first one is that I think the gift of you, Joe, has, is more important than the things that you can do and that you bring to the table.
Amen.
And I think you missed that.
Yeah.
And I'd, I would just, love for you to see that in life, that you, Joe, being a part of a group makes it better just because of who you are.
I don't know how many people have said that in the past couple months.
The other one is shalom. Shalom brings order to chaos. You're about bringing order to chaos, but there's this sense of thriving, but there's also this sense of rest and enjoyment. I I mean, God rest. There was a sense of God rested and enjoyed the creation on the seventh day. And I mean, I think that's, I hope for that for you too, that you would be good with as you bring these connections. And really, I think order to, kind of the chaos that's in the dysfunction of relationship, that you'd be able to rest in that and enjoy it, that work that you're doing. And then the last question that I think that was kind of jumped out at me on this thing was, what is God up to? And what I see in at this stage in your life, I see that that God is after your heart. That He loves you. He's romancing you. I just kind of think of that. I go back to that movie that with William Wilberforce in the midst. He's like, I got all these engagements, and God's after me. I think He's after you. Your heart in that way too. That I'll pass on to you.
Joe, I'm not really sure where to start, man. Let me start with your glory, because I feel like that's the part that I should start with. Dude, you are wicked smart. You are very intelligent, well-read, articulate, passionate. You have a great desire. The desire of your heart is I think it's pure, it's focused. And that kind of like focused vision and passion, it's rare. And I love that. I think that when the time comes and those things start to happen, dude, you're going to kill it. You are going to kill it. You're going to shake the world around you in your spheres of influence. But I want to do what I did with Mark and kind of go back and read some of the things that you said, because I think feeling the weight of those things all together is powerful, because it just speaks volumes about where your heart's come from and where it's going. So I just want to read these. Miracle baby, sheltered. Your mom didn't protect you. You shut down on taking risk. And you were scared of being punished. No one ever listened to you. You never were left alone with your father. I have to say, man, that stopped me dead. That's important. I don't want to skip over that one. Your dad never valued you. You put your emotions in a box. Your family was apathetic. Your dad lived vicariously through you, and your mom medicated to keep her emotions in check. You said, who I was didn't matter to anyone. I've struggled with feeling broken. I was addicted to video games, masturbation. I've always felt alone. I was a voracious reader, listened to a lot of sermons, but never connected with anyone. You gave God one last chance. You're passive-aggressive, smart, and eventually decided you were on your own. You had to study how to be normal. A couple of things that you said when you're talking about your wife just really jumped out at me. When you first mentioned your wife, Kristen, you said, I rescued Kristen from death. That She has a lot of anxiety and depression. And a couple of the things that you said that you told her were, you told her you need to fix yourself. And if you ever cheat on me, I'm going to take everything you have and leave you penniless. It didn't turn out that way. It's not what you actually did. But words have power. I'm looking at all of your brilliance, and I'm looking at your story, and the one word that comes to mind is mem. Mem is the 13th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and it can be written one of two ways. If it's written closed, then it means the secrets of the Torah. And if it's written open, it means understanding the Torah, the law. And I'm looking at this picture of Superman, this remember picture, where he's half Clark and he's half Superman. And I just keep coming back to the idea that you're in the middle. You're in the mem. You're between who you were and who you will be. And I don't think that you can come out of the mem and move into who you will be until you go back and take some of those issues and the history that you had with your mom and your dad and your wife and just not analyze them, not read books about them, but engage with all your heart into them. It's clear to me that you love to read. You read a lot. But this is not a problem you can solve from a book. You got to engage heart to heart. You got to like, really honestly, I'm going to be completely honest with you. All of the things that I mentioned that were your glory, all the things that you're brilliant at, your analytical mind and your way of organizing things and your passion and your articulateness and all of those things, you can't solve those problems with any of those tools. You can't. Not only that, but you can't become Superman with those things. Because God doesn't bless your strengths. He blesses your weaknesses. Can he use those strengths? Absolutely, and he will. But if you try to become Superman by being brilliant, you'll never make it. The only way you can become Superman is to let go of those things for a while. And go straight towards the areas of your weakness. Stop trying to analyze it and just move with your heart into direct connection with the people that you have to rebuild ties with. This dream that you have of family impact, it's beautiful, man. It's stunning. It's a stunning dream. But I just have this deep conviction that if you can't make that work for your family, you won't be able to make it work for anyone else's. And so that's my word. My word is mem. You're in the middle. You're in the remembering. I don't think it was any coincidence that you put the word remember right here. I think it was I don't think it was any coincidence that the first picture that you stopped and you got emotional about were your memories. I mean, I think in order for you to go forward, you've just got to go back.
Brother, it's been a pleasure to get to know you and hear your story, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, it started with Miracle Baby, which is wild because Kenny, my friend who I just talked to you about, that I really do, y'all need to connect, he's a Miracle Baby, and that story is just unbelievable. It's funny how God works. It's not an accident. You know, the father wound that we always talk about, the passivity of your father, a puppy dog, that was, yeah, to the contrast with Mr. Ransell. And I love that you have the shack up there for your book. And in the movie, it depicts wisdom, judgment, him being the judge. What about the boy who was abused? What about the little boy who was abused? Should his abuser be killed? Absolutely. There's a story in him. Well, what about his story? Well, that's his father, right? There's so much in that, I think, for you. Hearing you say that you were spanked the right way. Really? I would ask you to think about that. Because I don't think a loving father spanks. So it wasn't right. You weren't, basically, what I heard you say was you weren't fathered. There were no male role models, grandfather. When you experienced anger, or when you experienced any emotion from your dad, it was anger. And there was something deep in your dad weeping the whole way to college. What that is, I hope you find out. There is definitely story in that. What was he possibly feeling? Was there regret? Sadness? Where did that come from? It sounds like you have an idea about who your father is. Maybe he wasn't able to answer your question, why? Maybe he wasn't able to, but I think if you were to approach him and let him know the conversation that you want to have so he can prep for it versus being put on the spot, he's your father. And you still can be fathered. Or, I mean, yeah, you may be fathering him in certain ways. I just think that there's a connection there that I wouldn't discount, I wouldn't dismiss, I wouldn't let go, I wouldn't give up on, I wouldn't write him off. What is that modeling for your daughter? Where's family? I don't know, I can't imagine what that feels like, so I'm not sure how I would react to it, but it seems like with the healing process you're going through that you might be a little bit more open to the possibility for that to heal. You too.
I kept hearing honor your father and your mother.
Yeah.
That's what I kept hearing.
You know, it's obvious, I mentioned this to you the other day, and I see so much of your story and my story in that you severed the connection between your heart and your mind. You are, I think, connected to your heart. But I don't think all the healing is complete for you to experience the love connection. It's taking it, it's like you said, it's a challenge of taking it from here to here. And to be able to live from here versus here. And I'm guilty of it as well, but the freedom that comes in living from here and being who you were created to be, it doesn't come from here, it comes from your heart. Yeah. The mother wound, the father wound. Be careful. I feel a sense of wanting to give you a warning. The stronger you become, the stronger the opposition is going to become. Much like if you look back in your story, the affair with your church. Boy, that what a great distraction. What a great justification. Be careful. I would just be careful, because there's a lot at risk and at play. Let your dad know you want to know about his story and let him actually think about that. And maybe share with him, what does that mean? Because he may not even know what the heck that means. For me, I'm trying to visualize where I see you in your journey, and I think you are moving into that kingly role. But I see a need for, or a desire for, I would encourage you to find your sage, if you don't already have that, and do life with that man. Something I'm seeking right now as well. But I think that's key. And I also think I've heard your desire for more connection. There's not been a lot of intimate relationships with men particularly that you can do life with and share your heart with. And be intentional about that. Take risk if it feels risky. I think there's an aspect of having to prove. Still, it was interesting how when we first started, how you were ready to defend. I've been down this road. Let me share with you what I've discovered, right? Justification. Oh, I don't care. I love you for who you are. I think it's great. And I do. But I wonder, when you hear nothing to hide, nothing to prove, or nothing to fear, what's inside of those for you still? That needs to be knocked down, because I think you are mowing it down. But I think certain things probably pop up along the way. And what do we need to reject? I mean, you're very introspective. That's obvious. I think that there could be a little bit paralysis of your heart by analysis. You read so much.
Oh my God, I wrote that same thing down.
Well, we're, yeah. You know. Great lines, great analysis lines, think paralysis. Yeah, and I would say encourage you to continue to press against. Mm. Press against. We just talked about that earlier. Press against the very thing that you don't want to do but should do. Right? It's kind of like Paul in Romans. Like I do the very thing that I don't want, but and don't do the things I should do. And I think that's just removing that. Fear. I think that there's so much glory in that. And there's so much freedom in that. And so I see that. You got to crawl before you walk. I see you wanting to rush the battlefield and get all this stuff going. I've done two businesses, so I hear that. And I would say, take it slow. It's going to take longer than you think. God's got you. Stay focused. You need a mission statement. You need a mission statement. The other things will fall into play. But I think you can get taken out by the enemy by trying to do too much. You've got to stay focused. And so I hear that, and I would just say, based on my experiences, I love your heart. I love where it's going. I love the vision of it. But you can only take on so much at one time. And some people think it's to take 3 years. I'm going to tell you it takes 5 to get rolling. To get rolling. But God can do amazing things. So you just don't know. And step outside your box. I think you do a good job about that. When you look outside of yourself, what do you see? I see someone that's cross-stitching, watching a movie, and probably listening to a podcast at the same time. It's okay to be still sometimes.
Yeah.
To enjoy the mystery. And so I would say, you know, the soaking thing, I don't know if you were in that conversation earlier, but just to allow God to speak to you. I love the seeking. I mean, you are just voracious in your seeking of Him. And that's wonderful. But He has found you. And I think you just need to give yourself some time to maybe hear His voice. And let Him connect some of the dots that you've collected. Because you've collected a lot of dots. And so I would say take some time to find that. But yeah, I would say God's blessings on your journey, man. I think keep up the good fight. Nothing comes easy. And yeah, the work that you've put in is admirable. I see that. I see drive, conviction, heart. And I would like to see you be able to start receive. I think you receiving is going to just explode your ability to give even more. So that's all I have. Guys, it's been a blessing, an honor to be with you guys. So there we go.